An ancient Swiss tradition is going global as a tree trunk named Block is making its way around the world. When the last tree is felled for the season, it travels to several villages before being sold to the highest bidder. It is then used to create furniture, shingles, or other goods. Block was purchased in Switzerland by two artists with the intent of sharing that tradition globally. Troy Geist is a folklorist with the North Dakota Council on the Arts and was instrumental in helping make Block's visit to North America take place in North Dakota. He says during the tree's visit, artists will be leaving their marks.
As the tree goes around to these different communities, that interaction is going to be photographed and also videotaped. The artwork that's collected from around the world, like from our area, is going to be collected as well, some of it. And when the tree is done traveling the world, it's going to go back to Switzerland for the one last procession and also for an exhibit. So the tree will have been transformed as it's traveled throughout North Dakota and also the world. The tree will become the centerpiece of a large exhibit. Artwork collected from around the world will also become part of that exhibit.
Local wood carver Guy Paulson is creating a budstikka for the tree. It's basically a Scandinavian envelope carved out of wood. He says it will be placed inside Block when it leaves North Dakota.
There'll be a hole drilled in there. It'll be submerged into the log, and then the pewter cover will be basically flush with the outside of the log. So then you can take that little pewter cover off, put your message inside, put the cover back on, and then it goes to the next party.
Paulson says whoever gets the tree next can add their own messages to the budstikka, and they too will travel the world. Block is staying at the In the Chips Carving Wood Shop in Moorhead while local artists add to it. Carvers Larry Longteen and Ruth Severson are putting their own marks on the trunk.
Ruth has done all the drawing of the pattern for the carving, and now she's doing the layout work of it, and I'm coming behind cleaning it up some. And we hope to have a few more things added before it leaves here.
We are using vines and leaves and flowers, and the flower that we're representing is the prairie rose, which is a North Dakota flower. And the idea with the vines is so that we can tie our design into the other media that are going to be on this, so we can have vines kind of going all over if we need them.
Longteen and Severson say to be a part of this global communication and art project is an honor and privilege. Geis says it's a unique opportunity that doesn't come along often.
You know, it's our chance to really express, not only to the world, but to our country, who we are and what we're about in this area. We're more than energy. We're more than agriculture. We're all these things. And through our arts and that interaction with those traditional people and other people, we can express who we are, what we hold dear.
Block will make appearances at the Fargo Street Fair next month, along with a few other stops around the state, before being unveiled at the Yumcom Center in Moorhead on August 3rd. The tree has already visited Berlin, Taiwan, Shanghai, and Singapore. Guy says the tree could stay for as long as a year before moving on to its next location. He says no one knows where it's headed once it leaves North Dakota, but it may be a location in South America. For Prairie Public, I'm Danielle Webster.